Loving brothers and sisters in Christ, all believers who are attending this service through GCN and Internet, this is the second session of the sermon entitled Cultivate Heart Field. In last session, I told you that we should check our heart field first in order to produce abundant harvest. Then I told you about the reasons why the heart of man was compared to the field and why we should cultivate the heart field. Also, I said that we should recover the good heart field, which was created by God at first. Some fields in the countryside are so fertile that any crop that is sown grows very well. Vegetables like radish, cabbage, and lettuce grow very well. If fruit trees are planted, they produce very good fruits. Food is always sufficient, since the field always produces plentiful vegetables and fruits each in its season. The farmer sends some of the harvest to his children who are living in other towns, or he shares some of it with his neighbors. However, some fields are not fertile, and nothing can grow very well in them. Fruit trees die even before they bear fruits. The vegetables grow a little bit, but soon wither away. A fertile soil and a barren field have this much difference. How about you? You may have plants or flowers. Well, there are people who can raise plants or animals very well. But some other people, they cannot raise plants well. The plants die easily. Well, recently, I don't receive such a gift, but recently someone gave me a gift of a flower. And when I received that gift, I said, the flower is so beautiful, but I cannot raise it well. I think it will wither. Then the person who gave me the gift said, you can give water only once in 2 weeks. So I received it. I put the flower pot in my room. But the next day, the flower petals fell one by one. The one who gave me that gift said I should give water once at 2 weeks. But before 2 weeks, the half of the flower petals fell. So it was very regretful. I tried to let it alive by putting it outside or by other methods, but now it has just a few petals left. Well, some people say it's not difficult to raise the flowers. So there are people who raise plants well, but there are others who do not raise plants well. I think because I said that I cannot raise it well at first, so it couldn't. When I lived in the countryside, even dogs in one house live very well, but in other house, other dog cannot raise cannot grow well. But anyways, there are likewise, there are different kinds of fields. So the same goes for the hard field of man. Some hard fields bear abundant fruits of truth when the word of God is sown, and they even give benefit to others. What kind of heart would you like to have? Of course, you should want to have the field that produces abundant harvest. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may cultivate your heart into a fertile field through this message. What is important is that you should know what kind of heart field you have. I hope you find out whether your heart field is roadside, rocky field, or a thorny field, or whether you have a mix of all of them. It's the message preached by our senior pastor before. Anyways, our senior pastor said that there are people who fall in four categories which are regrettable. I told you this in the first session because it's important. Shall we review them? There are people who've attended a church for a long time, but their heart field remains the same as before they came to church. They have their heart filled that they had before they met the Lord. Secondly, there are people who initially cultivated their heart to some extent, but stopped halfway through. As a result, weeds grow back and flourish, and stones are planted more deeply into their heart. If you stop a cultivating heart, it would be good if you can remain still, but our Christian life is like swimming against the flow of a river. If you stop at a point, then you will be flown to the different way. Likewise, if you stop cultivating your heart, then without knowing it, weeds will grow back and the stones are planted more deeply into your heart. Our hearts were so earnest when we met the Lord the first time. But now, do you still if you live your Christian life without such earnestness, then it says that you stop cultivating. I hope you keep growing and awake. And thirdly, some people didn't remove thorns at their roots. They failed to bear much fruit. In this case, they seem to be clean, so they let it be. But still, they have roots, so they fail to bear much fruit. Fourthly, and lastly, there are people who got rid of all stones and thorns, but didn't sow diligently. So although their heart field became fertile, they ended up with only a small amount of fruit. After you cultivate your heart field, you have to sow with fervent prayer and faithfulness. But because you didn't do so, you cannot bear much fruit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus explained about men's hearts that receive the word of God by classifying them in four different categories. If your heart field is close to a good soil, the word can sprout quickly and bear abundant fruit. If we have to grow the crops, we should be able to harvest 30, 60, or 100 times more fruits. Our mommy members who have been going through this time of trial, well, you deserve to receive blessings. Our Father God of love wants to bless us all the more earnestly than us. Recently, I heard a testimony from a senior deaconess. She supported a big amount of money before the pastor's devotional service. She served a meal for all pastors, and she shared her testimony with us. In 1998 and 1999, she just tried to keep her own faith. However, in this time of trial, she tried to keep the church and pray for the senior pastor, help the senior pastor, and help our members. And she found that her heart became different comparing to the past time. And she wanted to help pastors and church leaders and the church. So she planted and supported for the church at times, with the different heart from the time in 1999 and 1999. And last year, at the anniversary celebration, she offered up ten times more amount of the Thanksgiving offering than the previous years. And then, Father God has been blessing her whenever she saw like this, and she shared that kind of testimonies with pastors. Likewise, our Father God blesses back as much as we saw with our faith and love. I hope you keep this in mind. To receive such blessing, we have to cultivate our heart field and change it into good soil. To cultivate the field into good and fertile soil, we first have to understand what kind of field it is. Only then we can figure out what kind of tools and methods we have to use. If you have to cultivate a field, I mean roadside or a stony field, then you have to use the proper instrument, I mean, to cultivate those fields, hard fields. How about a thorny field? So for each kind of field, you need the proper and appropriate instrument for farming. So if you have experience in farming, then you may understand very well. If you have lived in the countryside, you may have experience of farming. I think you'd better have such experience in countryside. You know, there are many parables about farming in the Bible, so I think it'll be good to have that kind of experience. In my childhood, I was a very skillful farmer. So, well, at the time, neighbors share their labors. So today, this family worked the other's house, and then that family come to our house and work. So when I was elementary school students, my neighbor said that on behalf of my mother, I could go and work. So they. It was a very good experience. So instead of my mother, I worked there in my neighbor. Anyways, so we have different kinds of instruments for different fields. So please check carefully what kind of hard field you have from among the categories of the roadside, rocky field, thorny field, and field of good soil. If we can see what kind of hard field we have, if we know what kind of evil we have, or even if we know where and when the evil came to we have, then it will be very good for us to cultivate the heart field. There is a deaconess who said that she had very feelings of unfairness. So I asked why you have such heart feeling. Then she said, in my childhood, I was very much loved by other people. And during the conversation, she remembered well, she is very hot-tempered. She's very earnest and she's very outgoing. And she's been living her Christian life for 20 years, but when he was a novice believer, because she is very active and people around her said to control herself. So whenever she heard that kind of comment from other people, she felt hurt feeling. She began to have such a hard feeling. So I said to her to think about the people who said so and try to repent the original heart. And after realizing that, she began to repent of that heart. Then she found that she could get rid of such hard feelings. Before I felt irritated very much. You don't believe it, but anyways, when I was a student, after I joined Mami Church, I recovered this this emotion. I found myself I had irritation, the feeling of irritation very often. One day when I prayed, I realized the cause of this irritation. at my middle school, parents, you sometimes have difficulty to wake your children up for school. I remember sometimes my mother had a hard time to wake me up in the morning. For example, I set up the alarm at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I also asked my mother to wake me up at 7 o'clock and fall asleep. Then my mother woke me up not at 7 o'clock. If she woke me up at 7 o'clock, then I would wake up. I was not lazy, so, but my mother woke me up 30 minutes before she started to wake me up, like 30 minutes before 7 o'clock. So I always said, I have 30 minutes. And then I, after 10 minutes, my mother tried to wake me up again. And then I slept again. And then 10 minutes later, she woke me up again. It repeated. At first, my mother said, "Hyuncha, wake up." And 10 minutes later, "Hyuncha, wake up." And 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, she rebuked me to wake up. And my mother's voice tone went up. And her voice was with irritation. Then at the same time, my irritation added up to my voice too. It didn't happen just for one day or 2 days. It kept happening. Then if I asked anyways, it happened so. So that kind of things happened a lot. So when my mother raised her voice to wake me up, then I got ill feelings in my heart. So that feeling of irritation was planted in my heart that way. Parents, if you do so to your children, then you should realize that you are planting the feeling of irritation to your children. I hope you repent. What should you do? So if you keep the promise to wake your children up at some time, then you have to keep it. Keep that time. And even though your children do not get up, then try not to get angry at your children. Use good methods to wake up your children. You can tell them with a very gentle and lovely words. Although your children already have the feeling of irritation, they may be changed if you keep doing so. Even the plants, they hear the bad words and they die. But if you say good words to some plants, then they grow very well. Likewise, about your children, parents, you should be careful when you raise your children. I hope our parents raise your children with love and goodness. To talk about what is good and bad from among four categories of the heart, the field like a roadside is the worst field compared to the field of good soil. Well, I have prayed to cast off the irritation very much. I could be get rid of such feelings. Well, the rocky field is a little bit better than the roadside, and the thorny field than the rocky field. But these four kinds of fields cannot really represent all kinds of heart field of men. Most people's hearts have some attributes of all of these four kinds of hearts. Tonight, I'd like to preach about the heart field like the roadside, based on the senior pastor's sermon. First, I'll tell you what kind of heart field is the roadside, and I'll talk about the people who have the heart like the roadside while they are saying they believe in God, and about people who seem to live a diligent Christian life but have the heart feel like the roadside. Lastly, I'll explain how to cultivate the heart like the roadside. And first, I'm going to talk about the roadside. Matthew 13, 3 and 4 say, "And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. When the farmer sowed seeds, some of them fall on the roadways by the field." There are seeds you scatter. While there are some other seeds you sow. You plant. There are different kinds of sowing for each seed. They put the seeds on a bag of seeds and grab the seeds and scatter them to the field. They plant some seeds directly into the field, but when seeds are scattered, some of them fall on the roadside beside the field. In old days, the roads were not paved well as today, so there weren't clear distinctions between the field and the road. In the old days, the shape of field were very various. So there weren't clear distinctions between the field and the road. When people walked on the side of the field, it soon became like the road. Even if a seed falls into it, it doesn't take root under the ground. If the people stepped on the side of the field, then it became the road. Well, some children, they do not go the walk on the road. They because they want to go fast, they just pass the in the middle of the field. So later it became a road too. So as they tossed the seeds about, some seeds would unavoidably fall on the roadside away from the field. The roadside is very hard because people always walk on it. If the seeds fall on the roadside, they cannot take root. Since they don't get buried in the soil, they cannot sprout. Birds come and eat up those seeds, or they wither and die there. This roadside symbolizes a hardened and stubborn heart. It is the heart with which they cannot understand the word of God or believe it when they hear it. Even though they see the clear evidences, signs, wonders, and the power of God, they still doubt. They don't even try to believe them. There are people who habitually ask, like, is it true? I think those people have the roadside like a hard field. Some people accept the Lord once they see or hear, but others doubt even what they see. They doubt and they don't try to believe it. Well, in the Bible, there are people who didn't believe the power, works of power, even after seeing the power of our Lord Jesus. Because people followed Jesus, they tried to kill him, even while they were seeing the power. But the good people like Nicodemus or Peter, they confess that it is not something can be done by man. So they acknowledge that Jesus was the one from above. Peter cast net according to the word of Jesus, and he could catch a lot of fish. And then he knelt down before the Lord and he confessed that he was a sinner, and she accepted the Lord by seeing the power. So he has a heart field like a good soil. Our Lord says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and come into him and will dine with him and be he with me." The Lord is knocking on the heart of each man with God's word. He lets us know that God is living and he is our Father. Also, he lets us know how much he loves us. Through the providence of salvation of the cross, he tells us about heaven and hell. He knocks on our hearts through the things in the nature or the preachings of the preachers. Those who have the heart like roadside will not open their hearts easily when they, when the Lord knocks on it. Such unbelievers also have their heart filled like the roadside. I mean, there are some unbelievers. For example, when we preach to our family members or relatives, we can find some of them who do not even want to begin to hear it, because they are full of worldly knowledge, selfish righteousness, and greed. They don't want to acknowledge God. However, this heart feels like the roadside is not the heart of unbelievers who do not believe in God. It refers to the heart of people who says they believe in God. Secondly, there are people whose heart is like the roadside while they believe in God. Are there any believers whose heart is like the roadside while they believe in God? Then what kind of heart is the heart feel like the roadside? There are people who sit in the church on Sundays but do not accept the word of God from their heart. Even when they hear that it is a historical fact that Jesus came to this earth and the Bible is true, they don't really acknowledge God. No matter how much they hear the message, they can't spiritually comprehend them. They have reasons not to believe the sermon. With their own thoughts, they cannot accept the word from their heart. They rather doubt or pass judgment. Even though there are evidences to prove the word of God, they still refuse to believe. Even though they see the signs, wonders, and many works of power that can only be done by God, they still doubt. Moreover, even though their own family members were healed of incurable diseases or brought back to life from threshold of death, they still don't believe. Even in our church, even though their family members were healed of incurable diseases, they don't believe God. There are also people who leave church after some time, they attend church. Seeing these cases, we can see that the spiritual faith is only given by God from above. Among the believers who came to the prayer center, there are people who had surely received healing and answers, but still cannot show faith when they got another problems or diseases. It is because they haven't solved the cause of the trials. Let's say the cause is hatred. Then they still hate others or haven't cast it off completely, although they try to cast it off. Because they don't have spiritual faith from above, they feel fear and frustrated. Like a formula, you have to give the exact answer to the problem. Only then you can receive answers. And you can receive the spiritual faith. We can find such a person in the Bible who had this kind of hardened heart. It was the Pharaoh. He would not believe in God even after experiencing the 10 plagues. Each time Egypt was struck with a plague, the Pharaoh made a promise to Moses. But each time when the plague went away, he broke his promise. He just wanted to solve the problem at the moment. He did not acknowledge God. How pitiful this is. Well, there are expressions that the people's heart is different when they go into the toilet and come out of the toilet. When you go out, you have to go to the restroom. Then, let's say you don't know where the toilet is, then you'll be very hurried. So you will, when you find the toilet, then you go into the toilet rapidly. But after, when you come out from the toilet, and your heart is different. Well, what is more pitiful is that those who have the heart field that are like a roadside have to try harder than others, but in most cases they won't. But they doze off in the worship services or have doubts and pass judgment or entertain idle thoughts. So although they attend church for many years or even decades, they don't experience the grace of God, nor do they make any changes in their lives. The roadside-like people people just come to church and leave without experiencing the Holy Spirit. They've never opened their hearts. So even though the seed, the Word of God, is sown in their heart, it doesn't sprout. Finally, the birds come and eat it up. What does it mean by birds come and eat the seed? It means Satan snatches the Word away. So the sowing of the Word is to realize the Word by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And then you have to bear fruit. But Matthew 13:19 says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. If they hear the word of the kingdom of heaven, which is the spiritual word of God, and do not understand it, the evil one, namely the enemy devil and Satan, come and snatch away the word. Let me give you an illustration of how Satan takes away the word. There are some who come to church on Sundays because of their family members. One day, this church member heard that we receive blessings when we keep the Lord's Day holy. Then he made up his mind to keep the Lord's Day holy. But when he returns home from the church, he finds his unbelieving family members, relatives, friends, or neighbors approaching him, saying, why do you go to church anyway? Do you get anything out of it? I would rather sleep more. Or, why don't you join me for some walking on the mountain trails next week? We could even go watch some sports games. You should take a rest on Sundays. In most of the cases, he will be tempted by such a temptation. When they listen to the message, they may think, well, maybe I will try to keep Sunday holy. But confronted with such a temptation, they immediately close their heart. So they don't give faith a chance to come into being. Satan instigates those people whom he thinks trustworthy or those who are close to him to stop him from believing the word. Sometimes they make up their mind to keep the faith, but after some time, their faith is taken away by doubt. In some cases, there are people who testified to their healings or divine healings or works of God. Well, after some time, they change and they say that they were not healed by the prayer of the senior pastor. They were healed by their own faith. And then, do they receive blessing and answers by their own faith even now? How false their confession is. We saw many cases like this. We should never have such faith. We once confessed thanksgiving with tears. I have received the blessing of pregnancy. I have received these answers and that answers. I couldn't conceive a baby, so I tried to adopt a child. You were earnest that time. At the time, you also believed in God and you prayed, but you didn't receive a prayer. But through our senior pastor, you realize how to receive answer, and you followed. But still, you couldn't receive the answer. But by the prayer of senior pastor, you could receive the answer. How can you say that you received answer by your own faith only? It's very pitiful. But it's not only the unbelievers who are acting out the role of the birds. Sometimes even believers are enticed by Satan and act like as the birds. They say, you don't have to attend church every single Sunday. You may miss a service if you have other commitments. The practices of that church are rather extreme. Such people say they are believers, but they corrupt the truth this way and disrupt the development of others' faith. If they still attend church despite this kind of temptation, we can have hope that they will someday gain faith. But the problem is, they usually just stop attending church. Furthermore, sometimes they begin to give hard times to their family members who are believers. Next is another type of the roadside hard field. Some of those who seem to be leading a good Christian life but have the roadside hard field, they look a diligent Christian, but they have a roadside hard field. In men's sight, they seem to be a good Christian. They are the ones who come to church for their personal benefit. What is the purpose of living a life in faith? It is to have spiritual faith and receive salvation. However, some people attend church with some other purposes. For instance, there are people who come to church to network for business or just to socialize with others. Some people attend church to gain self-satisfaction through some voluntary works. Some others come to live a moral life. There are some well-known people who come to build up a good image for themselves. There are some people who attend church for the peace in their mind. In these cases, even though they hear the word of God for many years, it's difficult for them to have any faith. They don't obey the word of God, but they just do what they think is right and what they desire. Even though they hear that people are healed or receive solutions to problems by God's power, they think it is not really their concern. They are closing their spiritual eyes and ears, no matter how many words they hear. They don't believe. They don't have true hope for the kingdom of heaven. Pharisees, the lawyers, they are like these people. They saw the power of God in front of their eyes, but they turned their faces away. They didn't listen to the Lord's words. And this is just to try to find faults. Because they have different purpose. It's not the purpose to believe. They have purpose to find faults from the Lord. The priests, the Pharisees, the scribes, and religious leaders at the time of Jesus had such hearts. On the outside, they were better and more enthusiastic believers than others. Had they had true faith, they would have recognized the Son of God, Jesus. We can find many records in the Bible that Jesus rebuked these people. Matthew 23:5-7 says, "But they do all their deeds to be noticed by men, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. They love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues, and respectful greetings in the marketplaces, and being called rabbi by men." Phylacteries? Here, O Israel, the Lord God is God, and you should love the word in Deuteronomy, Book of Deuteronomy. Because the people of Israel consider these words very important. You know, this phylacteries is a very, the small letter box. They wrote the words on that leather, on leathers, and they put the leather box on their forehead, and it is the phylacteries. And the size of this was not limited, so the Pharisees and scribes, because they want to show that they considered the word of God important, so they broadened their phylacteries to show that they love God and they love the word of God. So they broadened their phylacteries and lengthened the tassels of their garments. When they prayed, they wore tallid, and there were tassels. According to the commitment in the Exodus, I cannot explain the meaning in details, but they put tassels according to the word, but they lengthened the tassel of their garment to show that they have great faith. Their interest was money, honor, authority, and recognition as rabbi by men. Well, in us, in the church, there are people whose interest is position in the church. Their interest should be how much they are loved by God, but there are people who are interested in their position. It's wrong. We have to be interested in our faith. Because they had roadside-like hard fields that were hardened with flesh, they couldn't realize anything even when they heard the spiritual word and saw spiritual things. Then, how can we cultivate this roadside-like hard field? We have to plow the hardened soil and make it as soft as possible. In order to do that, we have to break it. It means we have to break our self-righteousness and frameworks. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." There are many theories and knowledge in this world that make people stand against God. One good example is revolutionism. People can open the door of their thoughts and accept the word of God only after demolishing these theories and knowledge. The knowledge and value system of those who have roadside-like heart fields are so hardened that it is difficult for them to accept the word. They so strongly believe that they are right. But in order to break self-righteousness and frameworks, we first have to break the evil in our heart. If we have arrogance, pride, stubbornness, and falsehood, it is difficult to break the self-righteousness and the frameworks. The evil in people's heart will motivate the fleshly thoughts and hinder them from believing the word. For example, those who have accumulated a lot of falsehood in their heart will constantly have doubts, even though others are telling them the truth. The roots that becomes harder and harder as they are walked on over a period of time. It's the same with the hardened hearts. They are like roots that they harden their heart over a period of time with untruth and evil. Some people seem to be very stubborn, but once they receive God's grace, they are completely changed and lead a more fervent Christian life. It is the case where on the outside they have hardened minds, but actually the inner heart is soft. Their heart was hardened by the environment of life, but their inner heart is good. Many people in the world, they break their heart, their hardened heart by the message of senior pastor, like the pastors in Israel. Because they love God and they respect the law of God, they easily they were easily broken when they met the truth. Our thoughts were broken when we listened to the holiness gospel. And we had confidence when we saw the power. And we bear fruits. Then we will not be shaken. It is that we build the house on the rock. But the root side is different from this kind of heart. The root side like heart is a heart that is hardened to the bottom. If we compare the heart with hard surface but with soft inner heart to a thin sheet of surface of ice, we can comparatively say the root side is completely frozen ice. How about King Saul? When he was called by God, he was very shy and he seemed to have a very gentle and soft heart. But later, we saw his inner heart was so hardened. It is not easy to completely break down the Rusa heart field in a short period of time. We have to keep on breaking it continuously to cultivate the field. For example, whenever the message preached does not agree with our own thoughts, we have to deeply think whether our ideas are really right. Also, we have to store up some good deeds so God can give us His grace. There are some people who ask the senior pastor to pray for them to have faith. He said, even though they say they cannot have any faith, even after seeing such powerful works and hearing so many messages, their situation is still rather hopeful. It is much better than not trying at all. In the case of a roadside-like heart, their own effort is important, but their family members and the leaders in the church should pray for them and lead them. Then at some point in time, the seed of the word will sprout in them. Let me conclude the message. Regardless of whether we bear abundant fruit or not with the seed sown, it is something so very thankful that we have the faith to receive salvation. The amazing works of God's power in this church break the human theories and knowledge like a hammer. Above all, the love of God the Father who shows us His compassion on us through the Holy Spirit changed many souls. The nearer the days draw for the Lord's coming, the more people there will be who have roadside-like hearts. It is the generation that they deny God's existence from their arrogance in the rapid flow of the end time, stained with sin. It's because as the spiritual current flows faster, the fleshly current will also flow faster. God the Father has sent us the Holy Spirit to break the people in this generation and save them. Also, through this church, God is working with the holiness gospel. Isaiah 64 says, "Lift up your eyes round about and see, they will all gather together and they come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms." Loving mommy members, Isaiah 48:10 says, "Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." The ore must enter the furnace so that all impurities can fall out and the pure gold can come out. In order for the fruit to become a choice fruit, it must endure the scorching sun and a couple of violent storms. Loving mommy members, we've been changing to the pure gold in the furnace of hardships and the providence of God's love. Also, now we see the brilliant sunlight from the tunnel of hardships, don't we? Can you imagine what kind of amazing providence of Father's love will be unfolded before us? Do you truly believe that Father God's amazing providence of salvation towards this church at the end time? Then we should quickly cultivate our heart field into good soil and the fiery works of the Holy Spirit and become the fruit of our shepherd in New Jerusalem. May you become the powerful worker by doing so who can melt down the hearts of even those who have rose like Harfield. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces, and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.